Welcome to the stage, Dr. Alexis DeVoe and Janet Mock.
Dr. DeVoe.
Oh, please.
First of all, was like, girl, where did you find that book? Apparently, it was someone stole it from a library. They gave it to Goodwill. Goodwill sold it for 99 cents. It found its way to some book collector on Amazon, who then sold it to me for $45. That's the story of Nani.
This book is like 30 years old, right? 40 years old?
Is it your first book?
It was one of my first two books. It was published in 1972. Oh, wow. So I actually had two books published that year. This one and what became known as a memoir, Spirits in the Streets. So it's like, it's old.
This book is something else. It's framed as a children's book, first of all, and it's about a young child who is dreaming of flying, who believes a bike is going to be delivered based on her mother's welfare check coming in, and she is waiting on the streets of New York City for a welfare check to come. Something happens with this check, and it is just, I couldn't imagine how you got this book published. They would see it as the narrative is unconventional for a children's book. But for me, I felt, as Kara said in the introduction, is the idea of literature, you seeing yourself in literature, you're seeing yourself in the pages. And I saw my mother and my father's welfare check. I saw my childhood in this book. What was the journey for this book to even
thank you, Janet. First of all, we should thank everyone who's here, and especially thank Kara Ollage for bringing us all together. All of us in the room. I think, Nani, like other works that I've done, Janet, and thank you.